Good morning and welcome from the nation's capital. This is What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Our coverage of the second inauguration of the 47th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is brought to you by our friends at ND Estate Services and the Cramer Campaign, along with the North Dakota Republican Party. We'll tell you a little bit about them, but we really appreciate what they have done to bring you our live coverage from the nation's capital. Want to tell you a little bit about Cramer for Senate, Senator Cramer, and President Donald Trump. Want to hear your top priorities for 2025. Take the survey today at kevincramer.org. ND Estate Services, call Mark Wagner today to avoid probate, save taxes, and protect your heirs with an affordable, focused trust plan. ndestateservices.com. Celebrate President Trump's victory by joining the North Dakota Republican Party's Victory Club and get a free Trump 47 watch. Details at ndgop.org. Also brought to you in part by High Point Networks, Nodak Mutual Insurance agent Matt Moxness, Dakota Tire Brakes and More, Moxie Job at the Lights, the Trump Store in Lake Park, Lakes Area Patriots, as well as Encore Family Consignments out of Fertile, Minnesota. So much is happening. Last night, by the way, was absolutely epic. I have to recap a little bit of that. Kev, you and I took in the North Dakota party. That was great fun, right?
I'm a little jealous you met Scott Lobato, dude. I got to tell you.
I knew you were going to be. I thought of you instantly when
I turned you on to that guy. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, and he is really incredible. And he did a masterful painting last night of he's an artist.
Yep.
Conservative artist.
Amazing.
And that's how he made his fame. But I think now he's about saving New York. We talked a little bit about that, but that was pretty cool. Charlie Kirk knows how to throw a party. I'm just saying. It was an epic ball last night. And I have all the faces up on, all the pictures rather, up on Facebook if you want to check that out. Pretty cool. We're going to be watching everything that's happening this morning. President Trump, Vice President Vance, and their wives have just left St. John's Church, which is across Lafayette Square, to the White House. J.D. Vance and his wife are just now greeting Kamala Harris and the first, what's his name? Emhoff? Right? Doug Emhoff?
Second gentleman.
Second gentleman, thank you. At the White House, and then shortly behind will be President Trump and Melania Trump in that very famous exchange that happens at the White House before they actually head to the Capitol for the swearing-in.
Daddy's home!
Yeah. I've heard, actually, that they're, and they have a little tea and all that. I've heard, actually, there's only 300 actual seats in the rotunda. The rest will be standing room.
Oh, I bet.
For that event. And, there are some rumors that while the weather certainly is inclement for Washington, D.C., I think we just call this an average day in winter.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
obviously, they're not equipped with it here. And, I think mostly actually about law enforcement, because they're out there at the crack of dawn through the whole event. And, so it's one thing with masses of people. But I've heard, even though the weather is the official excuse for moving the inauguration inside, that it was really as much about security and a whole myriad of threats for someone that has endured not one, but two assassination attempts already. And I don't know about you, Kev, despite the fact we were ticketed and going to be seated on the lawn of the Capitol, I'm okay with that. Right?
Yeah. It's disappointing. I really came to see that. That was the thing that I really wanted to be a part of on the mall, seeing the whole thing full. And, instead of seeing, downtown packed in the streets trying to get into the arena. That said, it's epic. I mean, I've been saying it all morning. This town's buzzing. Between that and the Commanders winning.
Yeah, they were on fire for that. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. Now, last night was an amazing evening. Of course, there's a number of receptions in North Dakota. Reception was held at the National Restaurant Association. Michelle Korsmo is the head of the National Restaurant Association. She hosted a heck of a party last night. Took Kevin and I on a tour of her office. Not a bad gig if you can get it.
Let me tell you, her office looks like the set of a movie. It does. It looks like one of those offices with the 12 or 16 foot ceilings in it. Corner looking out over the over the city, and this spotless I mean, just organized as you can imagine.
And a bit of a museum with all kinds of things from the Chick-fil-A early days and McDonald's and Ruth Chris.
Yeah,
and,
all the big franchises.
Yeah,
pretty
amazing.
Then I learned a little bit about what they do. It's pretty cool. She's great.
Yeah, she is. And so that was an event with Senator Hoeven, Congressman Julie Fedorchuk, and, of course, Governor Armstrong. Senator Kevin Cramer is hosting a party today post-inaugural at the Holiday Inn on the Mall at Capitol Hill, and serving lunch for 300 of his closest friends. So a lot of people that came out for the inaugural.
I got here early to get us a good table. That's where we are. We're in the ballroom where the event's going to be.
Yeah, exactly right.
I got here this morning, and the two guys, Jose and our gentleman here, were setting up, and he looked like, look at me like, what? What are you doing?
What is going on? You're doing a radio show in the middle of a lunch. So. Yeah, and of course, all a little bit different than we'd planned, but again, we're just rolling with it and having a great time. But quickly, last night, get a little of this. J.D. Vance, Don Jr., I'm going to start forgetting, you know, Cash Patel, you know, Jordan Peterson, you know.
At Charlie Kirk's party?
Yes!
Oh, my.
It was just unbelievable. You know, it was just Tom Holman, of course, and so many folks. And it was a party. It was just a flat-out party. The Village People played. Kid Rock played. It was unlike anything I've ever been to for a party.
Or were the names just mingling around, hanging out?
Yep.
They weren't speaking and disappearing behind the
stage? Don Jr. spoke for a bit. I have that up. Charlie Kirk obviously spoke for a little bit, but not a speechy kind of night, more of just a party and, you know, having a great time. The Village People were hilarious. And I don't know how many people there, but probably 1,000, maybe. You know, I mean, not a ton of people, so pretty intimate and pretty fun.
Where'd they have it?
It was at something called the Salamander Hotel. It used to be the Mandarin Oriental, kind of a swanky ballroom, and there's one of dozens right in Washington D.C. where all these events are held. But it was pretty fun for sure. North Dakota party was great too. I stopped by the Iowa party for a little while. They had a nice event over at the University Club. So that was all the pre-festivities. And, of course, today a parade was supposed to happen down Pennsylvania Avenue. They'll do an abbreviated version of that today, actually in Capital One Arena. I talked to some folks earlier from Indiana that were out at Capital Arena. And what they're doing is, if you had, you know, it's first come, first serve. Anybody that wanted to be on the Mall that wants to go to Capital One Arena today will, and then President Trump will be there about 3:30 after the official activities. They're going to do a parade through there. But imagine this, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of people were in this town to go out on the Mall in some way or fashion. Actually ticketed, I guess there's about 60,000 people that have some sort of official, you know, access to the Capitol grounds. Mm-hmm. And so all of them are now trying to pour into 20,000 seats in the Capital One Arena. So not everybody's going to get in there.
Yesterday, too.
Exactly right. Meanwhile, up at the Rotunda, the ceremony has started. I have the little bit of the TikTok and how that's going to happen today. There's a choir that is performing right there from Nebraska right now, and they have actually already started the program. And then let's see here. What's after that? Ultimately, the president's own United States Marine Band will play. They'll have an invocation from Timothy Michael Cardinal Dolan, Archbishop of New York, Reverend Franklin Graham. They'll have some music, then the oath of office of J.D. Vance, administered by Brett Kavanaugh. That Carrie Underwood is singing America the Beautiful, which is going to be pretty neat, right before the presidential oath of office that President Trump will take, which is administered, of course, by the Chief Justice of the United States. Then they'll do the Battle Hymn of the Republic by the United States Naval Academy Glee Club, and then the inaugural address itself, then the benediction, and then the national anthem, and then that wraps up. They'll then go to a lunch. Senator Cramer tells me that they'll actually be doing, a luncheon right there, and then votes after the lunch. So they'll be voting today on the Lincoln-Riley Act, as well as possibly some of the nominees. So a lot happening. We're here to cover it all for you live from the nation's capital. We'll take a short break. Senator John Hoeven's going to join us actually from the Capitol Rotunda in just a couple of minutes. We also are going to talk with Tom Emmer, the U.S. House Majority Whip, as well. We'll talk a little bit about the Trump agenda and getting that done. Kelly Armstrong, Julie Fedorchuk, and lots of other inaugural attendees. Our live coverage of the actual inaugural ceremonies will start next hour. No, I'm sorry, the 10 o'clock hour today, bottom of the hour, about 10:30. The actual swearing-in is at 11 today, and we'll have live coverage for you right here on the flag for all of that live from Washington, D.C. for the inaugural of the 47th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. More after this. Don't go away. Congressman Julie Fedorchuk on the newsmaker line, actually from the Capitol Rotunda, is Senator John Hoeven, who's got one of the coveted seats to witness history today. Senator Hoeven set the scene for us up there today on the Capitol.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you. Greetings to all your listeners. And I know you're down here enjoying all the things that are going on. And everybody's very excited today, of course, about President Trump, you know, getting back in office and getting our country back on track. Hey, guys, how are you? Hey, guys, are you? Do I need to go through there? Yeah, I don't want this to kick my phone off. Thanks. Anyway, so as you know, there's I'm up at the Capitol, and there is a lot of security. Again, just looking forward to the inauguration and all of today's festivities, but most importantly, the work to get our country back on track.
So set the scene a little bit about, obviously, this change, moving everything inside means you're going to pack a small amount of people into the Capitol Rotunda, but that will include you and other senators, along with the president, his family, and guests. Just describe what you're seeing up there right now.
Yeah, basically, they'll have, matter of fact, well, we haven't gone down the hall yet. We're just gathering in the Senate chamber. Shortly here, we'll walk down the hall, and then we'll be in the rotunda where, of course, the president will be sworn in. Then they'll have some additional guests in Emancipation Hall, you know, where they have some room for them. But obviously, for everyone else, they'll have to watch on television, which, you know, again, will be fine given the weather. I know a lot of folks came down. We worked hard to get them tickets to, you know, to the actual inaugural. But, you know, there's a lot of other things going on as well after the after the swearing in, there's a lunch where that I'll be at, where they have Senate leadership and House leadership with the president, and we'll get a chance to, you know, have some time there. And then you've got the parade and all the other festivities. So, but yeah, a smaller, more intimate because of weather. But it has been done before, Scott. Matter of fact, I think for one of President Reagan's inaugurals, they had to move it inside.
And they don't do cold well in Washington, D.C., right? We call this the average Monday in North Dakota in January. But for folks in D.C. and folks coming all across the country, and certainly law enforcement protecting the event, it would have been a tough day to be outside, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would be. And the other thing is you have to be out there for quite a while. You know, I've done quite a few inaugurals. I know you've done a number of them. But for folks that haven't done them before, you don't realize how long you're outside. And I think that was part of it, too. So, you know, if it was a case where you could just be out there, you'd have, say, the swearing in, maybe an hour long kind of a thing, but you got to get there early because of the security. And then so you're waiting, and then, you know, the inaugural itself, and then the time after. So it gets to be a long time outside. And I think that's what they were worried about with maybe folks that weren't used to it and prepared and could be out there and get frostbite and that kind of stuff. So.
I
think that was part of it, too.
Talk a little bit about what will happen today beyond, obviously, the inauguration festivities. We expect some executive orders, and I understand there's even votes today, right? You'll be voting. What's going to happen business-wise today?
Well, that's exactly right, Scott. And you know, we're pleased about that. We've been working hard to get our nominees through the committee. As you know, last week we worked to get we had both Governor Burgum and Chris Wright, who's up for energy, both, you know, the outstanding cabinet members in front of our energy committee and others. And so we're trying to move this along as fast as we can with these nominees. And we hope that we'll be doing a number of things this evening even. First, around 5:30, we'll vote on the Lakin-Riley bill. Again, important legislation. It's about making sure that somebody comes here illegally, if it's a crime, they're prosecuted for that crime. So that's important. We'll pass that bill, like say around 5:30, that in that range, and get it over to the House and get it up to the president very soon for signature. And then we'll also try to move on some nominees. We think we can get Marco Rubio through even this evening, you know, later, I don't know, 7:30, something this evening. Hopefully we can get him through, and we'll also probably take a run at John Radcliffe as well. The president wants his national security team in place, you know, as soon as he can get them. So those are some we hope to get up even as soon as tonight and get them through you know, that we can get them confirmed.
And beyond that, obviously, the rest of the cabinet, when do you expect Doug Burgum to join the president's team? How long is that going to take?
I hope soon. You know, we had him in front of our Energy Committee. He did very well. I think he's going to get bipartisan support, and so I'm hopeful we can get him out of the committee and to the president soon. I've already talked to Senator Thune about getting him up on the floor as quick as possible. I know that the, you know, the defense appointees are a priority, and so they'll command the quickest floor time. But, you know, we're pushing hard, and I'm hopeful that we can get him through the committee quickly here. And I don't know. I mean, I don't have a specific time, but I really tried to do everything I can, not only to move it through the committee, but get him to the floor. You know, the minute I, you know, the minute I give you a specific timeline, then you're going to, hold me to it. Hey guys, how are you? So I don't know. Within the next, we say a couple weeks, should we go with that and keep our fingers crossed?
That sounds good, Senator. Thanks for taking a little time for us from the actual Capitol, getting ready to walk into the rotunda today. We appreciate it a great deal and looking forward to a lot of productive conversations getting to work on the Trump agenda. Thanks for the time.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Senator John Hoeven, literally, from the Senate chamber, getting ready to walk into the Capitol Rotunda for the events of today's inaugural. More after this on What's on Your Mind. That, of course, was Donald J. Trump taking the oath of office for the first time as the 45th president of the United States 8 years ago. And today he does it for a second time as the 47th president of the United States, which is why we are live at the nation's capital for a historic day and the inauguration of Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance. What an epic day it is. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Our inaugural coverage live from the nation's capital today continues. We'll be here through tomorrow, actually, to do a little recap of all the festivities tomorrow and talk about all the work that will begin. We expect hundreds of executive orders today. What are you rooting for on day one for the executive order? I'm thinking about the border. I'm thinking about taking off the shackles of American energy that on day one, Biden, of course, did things like removing federal lands from oil and gas production and other things to specifically target this industry. So it's a momentous day for sure. Our coverage, which again started last week, continues through tomorrow of the inaugural, brought to you by Cramer for Senate, Senator Kevin Cramer and President Donald Trump want to hear directly about your top priorities for 2025. So you can take a survey at kevincramer.org and let your voice be heard. It's not just like one or two things. It's very extensive. So take the time to do that. Senator Cramer has said that information will go directly, obviously, to President Trump as well. ND Estate Services, call Mark Wagner today to avoid probate, save taxes, protect your heirs with an affordable, focused trust plan. NDEstateServices.com. Celebrate President Trump's victory by joining the North Dakota Republican Party's Victory Club and get a free Trump 47 watch and lots of other benefits, including a table at the fall dinner. And all the details at ndgop.org. Also brought to you in part by High Point Networks, Nodak Mutual Insurance Agent Matt Moxness, Dakota Tire Brakes and More, Moxie Job at the Lights, the Trump Store in Lake Park, Lakes Area Patriots, as well as Encore Family Consignments out of Fertile, Minnesota. We're going to talk with Tom Emmer, who, of course, represents District 6 in Minnesota down to the St. Cloud region. And he is now the majority whip, so he'd be the number 3 Republican in the House. And we'll have a lot to do with the whipping votes. They call them the whip. What that means is whenever there's the Trump agenda that's up, as an example, it'll be his job to get the votes. And no easy task with a slim majority. But Tom Emmer is a great one to do that. Governor Kelly Armstrong will check in with us today on the program as well. And we expect just you know, all kinds of fun here. Kevin Kramer has been out talking. Kevin Flynn has been out talking to folks on the street. We're going to share some of the fun that is coming from folks. And I have to tell you, despite the inauguration changing in significant ways, Friday early afternoon we learned that the officially the festivities of today would be moved inside. And for understandable reasons, it is quite cold here. And been snowy and rainy, and they're not used to that. And, you know, at first you're disappointed because that momentous occasion out there on the mall with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people is just a hair standing up in the back of your neck kind of moment. On the other hand, you think of law enforcement, how long they'd have to be out there, people that aren't used to this. And you can be sure as soon as there were people literally freezing to death and, you know, losing limbs and everything else, that then it would have been blamed on President Trump, and the media would have had a field day with that. So they moved inside, and all the events will be just like they were in 1985 for Ronald Reagan's second inaugural address from the Capitol Rotunda. There will be a very few amount of people in there. I don't even believe all the House members can get in there into the actual rotunda. The senators will be, obviously, the president's cabinet and close family. We're going to be taking all of that live next hour when the festivities begin, which will include an invocation from Cardinal Dolan, Archbishop of New York, and Reverend Franklin Graham. Then they'll have some musical selections. They've got, how do you say his name, Maschio? Christopher Maschio, that great tenor. He's really good. He'll be doing a performance as well right before the Vice President, J.D. Vance, takes the oath of office. That'll be administered by Brett Kavanaugh. Then Carrie Underwood is singing America the Beautiful. Then the oath of office administered to President Trump by the Chief Justice of the United States. The United States Naval Academy Glee Club will then sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and then we'll hear the infamous inaugural address, the second of President Trump's presidency, and things will wrap up with the national anthem there today. So
is that all?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that all?
And what's funny about this, Kev, is, you know, in addition to obviously today's events, everything leading up to this has been just nothing short of spectacular.
Unbelievable.
The fireworks on Thursday night. Was that Thursday
I saw night? The video. You showed me the video of it. Thursday night.
Friday night.
Or I'm not even sure.
I'm losing track of all of them. Yeah, but that was Saturday night. I guess that was the kickoff out in Sterling, Virginia.
That's when I got in.
I've never seen a fireworks show like that. I mean, it was unbelievable. That sort of kicked off the festivities, and then yesterday the president laid the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you know, today the prayer service at St. John's Church right across Lafayette Park from the White House. Then he goes to where he's at right now, a tea with Joe Biden. Do you think Joe's taking a nap, or do you think he made it through the tea?
Oh, he's probably good.
I think he's okay?
Yep, I think he's up. It's early enough.
Right? Yeah, yep. Exactly. Hey, question for you. How does this day feel? You know, it's finally here. You think about way back again to 2021, Kev, and, you know, obviously we were here for January 6th. We were here for all that. You think about the last years. You think about what's happened to the country. I mean, as a conservative, as an American, to me, there is just a renewed enthusiasm that reminds me very much of Reagan and mourning in America again. There's just sense of patriotism just ebbing and flowing through everyone here. It's pretty amazing. And
January 6th was not the best first-time experience for me to be in D.C. COVID, all the nonsense, I mean, the whole thing. Totally different thing. This time, amazing. Being among 250,000 of my closest friends down by Capital One Arena for 5 hours yesterday, just interviewing and talking to people, meeting them from all over the world. Met the MAGA boys, if you're on X, MAGA boys with a Z. They're on a mission. They're rooting out corruption, and they're touring, and there's a lot going on, man, and it's all positive. It was really awesome.
It was.
Yep.
Pretty amazing.
I felt bad for all the people that, in fact, I ruined Rubia, a gal I met from Dallas, and her girls. She had a set of flag pajamas on. She looked fabulous. And she said, do you think we're going to get in? I said, hon, I'm sorry. No, you're not. There's, I said,
you know what? They all got in.
Well,
the ones that remained all got in to the arena yesterday, which was pretty amazing. I mean, it looked like a ridiculous amount of people, but
it was.
There actually were empty seats because they had to start the actual event. But my understanding is the line actually got in. So if you were
not the line, but the line was 13 blocks long and a quarter million people. Yeah, I'm telling you, that line would have filled up the Commander's Stadium.
You're telling me a quarter of a million people were in line to go into an arena that seats 20,000 people?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, here's the layout. Len, look on our Facebook page. I posted the picture of it. You can see looking down the crowd, there was the EE check-in, which was expedited entry. So
If you had a VIP seat. So
I did. Thank you for that. And I got up there and opted, I'm not going in there. I want to work this crowd because I wanted to get interviews and meet some people. So that line alone, the expedited check-in line, looked like the long VIP line trying to get into WeFest. I mean, you know, it was eight people wide. It was half a block long. And then out in the street, building to building, dude, the roads are closed downtown. So building to building, literally sidewalk to sidewalk, packed three blocks back, okay? The intersection packed with people. DJ, sound system playing Sweet Caroline, thousands of people going, bah, bah, bah. It was
so
awesome.
Cool.
And then you turn the corner, and it was sidewalk to sidewalk for another two blocks. And then it went into the single file line that was eight blocks long, at least.
And by the way, now, because of the a ceremony being moved inside, anybody that wanted to be on the wall now had the opportunity this morning to be at Capital One Arena for a watch party.
Yep.
And then President Trump is coming from the Capitol to there and will sign all of his executive orders in front of a jam-packed Capital One Arena. So
there's a desk.
It continues.
Sent us a picture of
Stay tuned.
Desk on stage.
Our buddy Lee Greenwood has been working a number of venues here today. Kevin and I were just telling you about, obviously, yesterday's events. That's repeated today at the Capital One Arena for people that could not be on the mall. President will sign the executive orders there. They'll do a parade there. You'll see all that take place after the events up at the Capitol today. President and First Lady are still at the White House. They'll leave. I understand President Trump, President Biden will ride together in the limousine up to the Capitol, and then all the festivities begin there. Hey, if you're a business, if you're an event venue, if you're a building manager, listen up, because Card Care Systems is your best choice for an ATM partner. You just provide the location, and Card Care Systems handles the rest, and you get a share of the ATM fees with lower credit card processing. They sell and service ATMs for area businesses as well. They're supremely grateful for the opportunity to serve the community and their outstanding customers over the past 28 years. No one provides better ATM customer service than Card Care Systems. Contact them to see if you qualify for their free 90-day placement program and start improving your bottom line today. Go to getmyatm.com, getmyatm.com, or call 701-235-3090. Question of the day. How does it feel? Tell me a little bit about what you're feeling today, what you want job one to be, what you're most looking forward to in the next Trump administration. You can call us at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Listener says, I waited for today with more anticipation and excitement than I had for Santa less than a month ago. Right?
Ho, ho, ho.
Another said, I'm looking for looking forward to the abolishment of the Department of Education. We should be first in the world in all subjects. They have failed. No kidding. I think founding fathers are rolling over their grave that there's a federal Department of Education. Get it home to school boards, for crying out loud.
Bring back the PTA, baby.
Exactly right. Another listener says, the Republican Party is doomed as long as Republicans like Karl Rove on Fox saying that the people who came up with the COVID vaccine should be issued the Nobel Peace Prize. I guess he missed the fact that the vaccine did more damage than good. Wow.
Yeah, no. No, Kyle.
Exactly.
Kyle, no.
Bag and Strinan advertised more than 70 years of experience in an ad I just heard. I'm curious how much combined experience have the inauguration coverage had today? I'm not sure what you mean.
But, you and I mean? I think you and I added up. We're close to probably 80 years.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe. So you're talking about us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I
went on the air in the fall of 81.
I was started part-time in 1979 at the ripe old age of, like, what, 12, 13 years old. So, yeah, I that's kind of a scary number, actually. But
I was 20. Fresh out of radio school.
Adam texts, so did you see in his final hours Pudding Brain pre-pardon Fauci, Milley, and Dizzy Lizzy Cheney and the rest of the J6 committee? I don't understand how that even works, because a pardon is for people convicted of a crime. Extreme abuse of power by the worst president in history. Did see that. There's rumors that there's still, I think it's called clemency, isn't it? I don't know that it's a pardon, because you're right, you'd have to pre-pardon. But isn't it interesting, people that he claimed did nothing wrong. The Mark Milley one is really weird.
I know.
These people are paranoid that they're about to get caught. There's no other explanation.
Dave Hughes texted me. He said, what did retired General Mark Milley do that he would need a preemptive pardon from Biden? Boy, isn't that a great question?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
What is the concern here? What is the rub? Exactly. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So a little bizarre. 701-271-1100 to hear from you. What do you think of those pardons? What a disgrace. What a way to go out. I mean, just think of that. That's his final act as president of the United States is, imagine if Donald Trump had done that, right? I mean, imagine if Donald Trump had said, I'm just going to blanket pardon a bunch of people that you're going to try
and sue. Can you imagine
Joe
Biden not doing that?
Oh,
I mean, that's
gosh.
Imagine Don Corleone not pardoning the Corleone family if he could do it.
Right?
I mean, this is a crime family. We say the Biden crime family all the time. The sad part to me is that none of these people are going to see a pair of handcuffs. None of these people are going to see a cell. They're going to walk away, Joe and his money, wherever he's got it, in the Caymans or in Cyprus, wherever his millions of dollars that he stole from us, and the family, they'll all just sail off. But it is what it is. Let's just get them out of there. Don't let the door hit you, people.
All eyes are on the White House, where the gathering that is tradition at the White House between the outgoing president, the incoming president, the first ladies are happening. And, of course, they get in the limousine and go. I don't think they have to fight the traffic you and I have been fighting. I don't know, Kev. They'll maybe have a straight shot up to the Capitol.
I got to tell you, I love this guy like a brother. I've never seen anybody work a friggin' phone like Scott Hennett has this weekend. That phone has been blowing up. I got here, and it's like, I think I thought for a second it was like actually glued to your hand. Because there's so much going on. And dude, brother, this is a compliment, and I've been around a few. In this world, you're a player. You are. You are. And, there's some credit that needs to be given there, because I'm around here. I look like I came out the construction site at that North Dakota party last night, but I was on the street for 5 hours. But it was just great. And then you were wonderful introducing me to all the different people that, have so many friends. And it's just cool to see. It's cool to hang with you.
Well, thank you.
It's really been fun. Been interesting and educational and all of it.
It goes back to the texter's comment about how many years of inauguration coverage are behind the microphones today. Just been doing it a long, long time. I'll never forget the first time I broadcast from the White House. That was a big deal. It was actually in the Clinton years when the
90s. Yeah,
they were trying to ram through all the Hillary care.
Oh yeah.
And,
okay.
To the Clintons' credit, they had a talk radio town hall, and they didn't do any kind of ideological test or anything. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm actually at the White House. I'll never forget it. Bruce Telman, famous restaurateur from Grand Forks, started the Red Pepper.
Oh, I love the Red Pepper.
He did a show with us, and he was a liberal. So me as a conservative, him as a liberal was our thing. And I brought him to the White House. We get to the gates of the White House, and he's like, I don't think I have my license. I'm like, dude, you don't get into the White House without your license. He got into the White House with a Sam's Club card.
Oh, my.
Because it was his only photo ID, and we had to make a call that somebody that knew somebody. Those days have obviously changed.
Yeah, that's over.
Considerably. Let's go to Rich in Battle Lake. What are you thinking today, Rich? You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Rich.
Well, good morning, Scott and Kevin. I'm glad you guys are out there watching all this. But if we remember back when they claimed that Trump lost to Biden, then Pelosi and Milley were talking about being in contact with the Chinese to assure them that Trump would not nuke them before Biden got in. Remember that? So that is collusion with the enemy. And they're both guilty of treason. So,
100%.
Yeah. Biden for all those illegal sins.
If you ask me, Rich, everything you just said is exactly why Joe Biden did what he did. This is the swamp.
Right.
This is the witch hunt.
100%.
And they knew they were guilty, and they knew, I think it's fantastic because they've admitted guilt. We don't have to guess anymore.
Yeah, they have. And they've all been convicted now, and we don't have to pay a penny out of the taxpayer money to convict them.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
God bless you guys. Thank you, Rich.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate it very much. Right. Tom Emmer is a Minnesotan who's number three in the House. We're going to check in with him live from the Capitol. We chatted with Senator Hoeven earlier, actually from the Rotunda. Pretty amazing what's going on this morning. We'll do that next on What's on Your Mind.
I couldn't find Kerry, so we brought Whitney Houston out.
Oh, okay. All right. Love it.
Trying to find Kerry Underwood. She's not getting back to me yet.
Okay. She'll be up there. She's a little busy at the Capitol right now, getting ready to
introduce
the president.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Hey, it's lunchtime today if you're back home. Traveling through Valley City, Salisbury Steak today and Castleton as well. Lasagna in Wahpeton, Chicken Fettuccine in Glendon. Chicken Pot Pie, 45th Street, Fargo location. Chicken and Gravy in Ada. Chicken Fried Steak, downtown Fargo. Lasagna, 12th and I-29. Scallop, Potatoes and Ham in Harwood. PetroServe USA for lunch today. Tom Emmer, good friend of the program. He is going to be very, very integral to the Trump agenda getting enacted in the next Congress. Joins us from the Capitol today, where they are getting ready to head into the Rotunda. Tom, welcome back to the show. That is Tom Emmer, the House Majority Whip. That's how to get it done.
Yeah, baby.
Exactly right. Thanks for checking in from the Capitol today. We appreciate that. And the president's on the way. Daddy's home. Daddy's almost home. Yep. We're watching right now the actual limo that is taking President Trump and President Biden from the White House to the Capitol. And then when he gets there, obviously the welcoming ceremony happens. And there's a few things that happen, and they make their way into the Rotunda. As soon as the official program begins, we'll bring you that live as we cover the events of the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States. We're expecting the United States Marine Band to kick things off, and then an invocation from His Eminence Timothy Michael Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, and Reverend Franklin Graham. That's going to be epic. There'll be obviously some music, the vice presidential oath of J.D. Vance by Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice. Then Carrie Underwood sings America the Beautiful before the presidential oath of office of Donald Trump. That'll be administered by John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States. And then, of course, we'll hear the Battle Hymn of the Republic. The United States Naval Academy Glee Club will do that. And then the inaugural address of the 47th president from the Capitol. Our coverage continues live from Washington, D.C. Steve Hallstrom Show will be live later on this afternoon. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Our team coverage of the inaugural from the nation's capital continues after this on What's on Your Mind. We're back on What's on Your Mind, live from the nation's capital, brought to you in part by Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Sinking driveways, steps, additions, they can help. Installing egress windows, sealing cracks, repairing foundations, stabilizing and recovering dropping foundations. How about waterproofing and installing drain tile? They can help. If you're planning to build a new home, you might want to check with Precision Concrete Cutters first at Ramjack North. Before you pour that basement, they'll give you some helpful hints as how to keep that basement free from seepage and drooping. PCCND.com. Find sponsors of What's on Your Mind. Also brought to you today, our inaugural coverage by the Cramer for Senate campaign. Senator Kevin Cramer and President Donald Trump want to hear from you to learn what your top priorities are for 2025. Take the survey today at kevincramer.org. ND Estate Services, call Mark Wagner today to avoid probate, save taxes, and protect your heirs with an affordable, focused trust plan. NDEstateServices.com. Celebrate President Trump's victory by joining the North Dakota Republican Party's Victory Club and get a free Trump 47 watch. That's right. Details at ndgop.org. Also brought to you by High Point Networks, Nodak Mutual Insurance Agent Matt Moxness, Dakota Tire Brakes and More, Moxie Java at the Lights, the Trump Store in Lake Park, Lakes Area Patriots, Encore Family Consignments, Fertile Minnesota as well. We thank all of our sponsors who make a broadcast like this possible. J.D. Vance hopping out of the limo soon, President Trump. And President Biden walking into the Capitol. We'll cover all this live for you. Last night, Charlie Kirk threw an unbelievable party. We were at the Turning Point USA Bowl. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. But I had a chance to catch up with Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen and talk a little bit about what energy policy is going to look like in the new Trump administration. It's Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. You notice he got that little shot in there to say they could teach us a thing or two about energy. Those Oklahomans, they have been doing it for a long, long time.
I wouldn't want to mess with the guy.
Yeah, no, he's the dude. Actually works on an active cattle ranch right now. Pretty amazing story. Steve Hallstrom is here from the Steve Hallstrom Show, and he and his lovely wife Tracy and my wife Marie and I last night were guests of Charlie Kirk at the Turning Point USA Ball. You know, Kid Rock, the Village People. You know, Donald Trump Jr., who's who. It was quite the night, wasn't it?
First of all, can I just say this? How good does this feel this morning?
No kidding, huh?
How good this feel?
Yeah.
The four-year national nightmare is over in about an hour. And they have Donald Trump in the building, so whatever sort of shenanigans anyone might have wanted to play before he got there, oh, my gosh, you guys. It just feels so good.
Governor Burgum walking into the rotunda right now, as a matter of fact.
So good.
Along with
Pete
Hegseth.
The party last night was phenomenal, Scott. And it's just, I've never seen that many white women move that way since the last New York City marathon. The crowd was absolutely lit on fire. The room was bouncing. People were jumping up and down. People were just having a good time, and at the end, Don Jr. came over and had a few words to say. Cash Patel was there. Alina Haba was there. And it was so fun to see all those people. And thanks to our friend Charlie Kirk, we were able to be in the room and enjoy. I don't know if you can top that. I know there's going to be official balls tonight, but that was off the chain last night. That was so fun.
I don't need to go to any balls tonight because I'm not sure I could ever go to an event. And, I mean, hard to explain, was at the Salamander Hotel. It used to be the Mandarin Oriental, one of the, you know, sort of swanky ballroom-type places. And obviously, you know, mega donors everywhere. I don't know, probably 2,000 people, 1,500, something. Not a huge amount of people, but you kind of were all through these different corridors and you know, people walking around. And
meanwhile, I got to be up at 5 a.m., and I'm getting a text from these guys.
I know, Kevin. Scott
LeBeto.
What we did to you last night was not fair.
And then,
we deserve,
I'm like, where's
whatever
the
punishment comes.
Scott says, "What the boss?" And there's a picture of him with home, and I'm like, "Whatever, I'm going to bed."
And then you guys don't take your producer with. What the heck?
What's the deal there, too?
Pretty amazing. All right, they're gathering in the Capitol. The president's cabinet just came in. I'm looking at Marco Rubio, RFK Jr., Governor Burgum there with him as well. Obviously, Pete Hegseth, Elon Musk, and Doug Burgum are chatting it up right now. Look at that!
Wow.
Amazing. Our coverage of the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States from Washington, D.C. continues with Steve Hallstrom and Kevin Flynn. I'm Scott Hannon. Mike Lindell, when we come back, don't go away. We're live in the nation's capital for the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States. Justice Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Elena Kagan, Amy Coney Barrett, Jackson, led by, of course, John Roberts, walking into the Rotunda, where the inauguration of President Trump will take place. Our inaugural coverage brought to you by Cramer for Senate. Senator Kevin Cramer, President Donald Trump, want to hear your top priorities for 2025. Take the survey today at kevincramer.org. ND Estate Services, call Mark Wagner today to avoid probate, save taxes, and protect your heirs with an affordable, focused trust plan, ndestateservices.com, and celebrate President Trump's victory by joining the North Dakota Republican Party's Victory Club and get a free Trump 47 watch and lots of other VIP goodies. Details at ndgop.org. You know, on a day like today, as folks are gathering and we're about to witness the inauguration of the 47th president, it's easy to forget some of the people who tossed and toiled and turned to make this day happen. And one person I think of who put his entire life on the line, has endured all kinds of lawfare, has put his company's you know, future at risk, his employees at risk, is our friend Mike Lindell, who joins us now to take a victory lap for the good work that he has done to get Donald Trump elected once again as President of the United States. Mike, congratulations to you.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, it's been it's pretty amazing today. It's been a long 4 years, hasn't it?
He's a friggin' hero, brother.
It sure has. How do you feel today?
I feel pretty good. I know that there's I feel like there's so much hope now. As you know, my work's not done. We're going to get rid of the machines and go to paper ballots and count it. But now maybe I'll get blocked less than I have, and maybe the attacks on my pillow will subside now. But it's been, I'll tell you, Scott, yesterday I probably took 10,000 pictures. Every single person is, you know, just thanking me and thanking my team that that kept up for 4 years and fighting for, you know, if 2020 hadn't happened, we wouldn't be here today. All the stuff that's been revealed and all the problems and all the things we have in our country, God uses all things for good. And all the bad things that happened the last 4 years, it opened a lot of people's eyes.
You know, this past week you celebrated 16 years of sobriety, speaking of what God had planned. Obviously, there was a design for you. You had your dealers say, look, you're made for something more. We're cutting you off, buddy. Said no drug dealer ever. And they put you on quite a path. Talk about that anniversary and what these last 16 years have been like.
Yeah, it was every year. It's surreal on that date. And yeah, the drug dealers, they did do an intervention back almost 17 years ago when they had that intervention, because I didn't quit that day. But they, I call it a hope match, you know, people that in addiction and they look out and they see people that have made it through the same thing that they're mirrored in addiction. And in my recovery network, the Lindell recoverynetwork.org, it does just that. It brings people, gets people off addiction and gets them to Jesus Christ. And I just think it's great that we've been in the biggest revival for Jesus Christ in history. I know when I had that anniversary the other day, I did so much reflecting back and thinking all the people that, that if their lives have changed just cause I changed mine and I was able to get saved. And they, a lot of my friends, they look at the miracles. I always use mathematics, Scott, that prove that Jesus is real. It's like you have a one in a million or one in a billion, or this is absolutely impossible. When do you add it all together and consider it a miracle? And that's what we're witnessing today, by the way, with this inauguration. This is a miracle, everybody. This is a miracle. This was all part of God's plan. And when we get to the great place we're going, it's like when I look back on my life and I say, I wouldn't change a thing if it wouldn't be where I'm at right now. And we're going to get to a great place with our nation and everything. And we're going to look back and say all the bad stuff had to happen too. So it's pretty exciting.
No, it is, and you talk about God's hand in all of this. I had a great deal of peace after the assassination attempt this summer on President Trump. After obviously the dust settled, to say I don't believe he survived an assassin's bullet with that, you know, turn of his head and the bullet literally grazing his ear, to have him lose. And that gave me through the times when polls are absolutely up and polls and down and everything else. But this really is divine. It there's no other way to explain it, is there?
No, there really isn't. And I'll tell you, myself and the president were talking one day, him and I in his office, and we were talking about all the bad things that have been going on. This is before he got shot. And I said, I was explaining to him that God's got his hand in this, that, you know, all this, everything getting revealed is actually helping the cause, and it will help him get elected. And he said to me, he goes, but Mike, they're destroying our country. And I don't know, you know, I don't even know if we get it fixed in 4 years or something. He says something to that effect. And I said, with God, all things are possible, and him working through you, you will get it done faster and better than any person in history. And that, you know, he agreed, and but it's true. He was, you know, picked by God for such a time as this. And you're exactly right. And, you know, one of that famous picture when he got shot is the one, not just the one with the flag, but the one where he's down on the ground and you can see it's kind of from underneath. And at that moment in time, I really believe, and he's even said it, that he got a lot closer to God than he's ever been. And I think everybody knew at that time that, you know, that this was going to happen, and God's given us grace for such a time as this. I've been telling people for the last 4 years, they go, Mike, when you said at the Rose Garden that time that God's given us grace for such a time as this, this doesn't feel like grace. And I said, oh, but it is. And you're going to start seeing seeing what we meant by God giving us grace. It was time for more people to turn to Jesus than any other time in history. And also we're in an amazing time to be alive. We're the, you know, this is the time where it's going to change the course we were on, where God, we took God out of our nation, a nation that turned its back on God. And you heard his speech yesterday where, you know, he's bringing God back to this, to our nation. And we're going to be, it's going to be amazing.
You know, his faith walk has been interesting. I think some people, you know, see this sort of, I don't know, baby Christian or whatever you would call it. But obviously, you've had a strong faith for a long time. You've been alongside President Trump going way back to, obviously, the first administration and his admiration for you and the company you built and the entrepreneur that you are and the television ads. And that friendship just grew and grew and grew to the point where you're brought into New York City and Trump Tower to meet him beforehand. But talk a little bit about his faith walk, not only to the assassination, but even before that. That's something going on there too, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. As we've become great friends. I mean, I freely talk about God to him all the time, just like I do it with you or anyone else other than my friends. And I put it right out there. And I think my story way back when. He read my book, and I remember the first time he came out, and we were at the White House. He says, "Mike, I just read your book. I had to find out what makes you tick." And I said, "Did you find out?" And he was kind of like, "Well, I don't know." I mean, it's because it's such a, anybody that's has read my book is a story of it's amazing, and people don't realize I came to Jesus on February 18, 2017. It's that personal relationship. But I've seen him get more and more, I don't personally ask him where he's at with God, but he puts it right out to the public. He knows it's God working through him. I really believe that he knows that, and he's known that for a long time. He couldn't be where he's at without God.
You've been a good friend to him and helping in that way, as many others as well. Well, we'll let you enjoy the momentous day. I know there's so much yet to do, and of course, he's going to get hit the ground running with executive orders. And we're going to talk to you again soon too about the work to melt those machines down and turn them into prison bars.
Right. Yeah, Scott, I'm going to be meeting with him in probably two, three weeks to bring our full report from my team that's been worked on for over 4 years. So that'll be awesome.
And let's remember MyPillow, the employee-owned company, having fought through this and been under attack the entire time. And you can't buy anything at MyPillow.com without using the promo code Scott. God bless you, Mike. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Scott. God bless.
The former president's entering the rotunda now. We're moments away from the beginning of the inaugural ceremony from the U.S. Capitol, and we're here to cover it live for you on the flag on What's on Your Mind. We are moments away from the 47th president of the United States taking the oath of office. The inaugural festivities will be covered live with us here on What's on Your Mind. Again, appreciate you coming along with us for this momentous day, and obviously not what we thought it was going to be, with hundreds of thousands of people on the mall. We're watching all together what's happening in the Capitol Rotunda, but nonetheless, pretty amazing. Kev, any thoughts before we head to the live coverage?
It's a great day in America, my friends. Be excited. There's a reason to be excited. Elon Musk standing talking to Doug Burgum. Don't listen to any oligarchy crap, any of this thing. These people are ready to get down to business. They're ready to work, and they're ready to get it done. That's what I'm so excited about. And you know what? We're not alone. I mean, there's maybe a million people in town that are buzzing about. The whole place is just on fire. It's awesome.
It really is. And there's a lot of North Dakotans here. There's a lot of folks from all across the country. And, of course, they, too, have tossed and turned and saw what's happened the last 4 years. And it feels like morning in America again, watching all of this unfold. So pretty amazing. We're about to have the entrance of President Biden and First Lady Jill, and then ultimately President Trump and Melania, and the festivities beginning. We want you to take all of this in, so we're going to go there live now so you can hear the coverage, and that'll go through the actual events of today that are happening through the swearing in, and then the Steve Hallstrom Show live later today as well with more coverage.
Yeah, we'll have a lot. And Steve will have a lot.
Of course, tomorrow as well. So yep. We're excited about what is happening. Can't thank our sponsors enough for making a trip like this happen. They simply do not happen without our sponsors. And That includes Kramer for Senate, Senator Kevin Kramer, President Donald Trump. Want to hear your top priorities for 2025? Take the survey today at kevinkramer.org. ND Estate Services, call Mark Wagner today to avoid probate. Save taxes and protect your heirs with an affordable, focused trust plan. NDEstateServices.com. Celebrate President Trump's victory by joining the North Dakota Republican Party's Victory Club and get a free Trump 47 watch. Details at ndgop.org. Also brought to you by High Point Networks, Nodak Mutual Insurance Agent Matt Moxness, Dakota Tire Brakes and more, Moxie Java Delights, the Trump Store in Lake Park, Lakes Area Patriots, and the Encore Family Consignments in Fertile, Minnesota. Soon you'll hear an invocation that'll be happening that will be done by Franklin Graham as well as Timothy Michael, Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York's. Some beautiful musical selections. The Vice Presidential Oath of Office, administered by Brett Kavanaugh, the Associate Justice, Carrie Underwood, and America the Beautiful, right before the Presidential Oath of Office. It'll be pretty amazing as well.
Packed in there.
John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States, will do that. The Battle Hymn of the Republic by the United States Naval Academy Glee Club. And then the inaugural address, moments away, by the President of the United States. They time all this so exactly at 11 o'clock this morning at home, the oath of the office will be administered to the president's hand on the Bible. Let's take you there live to the U.S. Capitol with our What's on Your Mind inaugural coverage of the 47th President of the United States.
Let's go.
This is AM 1100, The Flag. WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, at AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga, North Dakota, USA. You're listening to continuing coverage of the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump.